Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Mez Hashem will be seeing Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that the Chassidim Anshei Ma'aseh will honor him Tishbachos, and the Braisa is Mefarish Yesh Me'en Oimrim Asher Yildosenu Shalom Baisha Ezeknesenu. As Rashi says, that's the Tishbachos, the Masnisa, and it's coming to me Farish what the Shbach was. Shemeshavchim LaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kach. As this Rashi is a big chiddush, because they're saying Ashrei LaDaseinu, that we didn't do Chatayim, L'chor they're being Mishabeach themselves, they're not being Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But L'chor Rashi was Medayit the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says the Meshabchin, Pasha Shabchin is Lashem. So you have to say this is a Shvach Lashem. So what's the pshat? Either saying the Shvach of themselves that they're Loichotu. As L'chorra, the Kavan is like we had in the Gemara on the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis, that Umali HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aizaloi, Eini Yacholoi, the Yetzahar is so strong that if Hashem doesn't help, it's not possible not to do a chet. As they're actually Meshabchim Lashem, that Hashem helped them to reach this Madrega, Shaloi Chotu. And if they were Choyza B'Tshuva, then Meshabeach Lashem, that He helped them be Choyza B'Tshuva. Mavur B'Rashi, that they're not being Meshabeach themselves, they're really being Meshabeach Hashem for helping them. Lefizeh, you could answer what the Shpanim Yafis asks on the Gemara, that it's Kosev B'Mishle Yaluch Hazar V'Loi Picha. The Hagga is, someone else should be Mishabeach you, and you shouldn't be Mishabeach yourself. I overhear they're being Mishabeach themselves. But Lefi Rashi, they're not being Mishabeach themselves. They're being Mishabeach Hashem. Ubedoimel is there, the Sharavni Nezer, in Yeridea, Simen Tofnun Zayin, Ois Yud Beis Eas. It's not me, Midas Anava, Likonis Be'emsa, Veloimer, Shabi Choser, Odbal Tshuva. You could imagine, okay, Chassidim Anshei Ma'aseh come up and dance in the middle. And people go up and dance in the middle. It's like Mimi Desanava. They're announcing to everyone the Chassidim Anshei Ma'aseh. But Lefi Rashi, it's a little bit better also, because their kavana was to thank Hashem. They weren't coming to show off their godless, they were coming to thank Hashem that they reached this level. The Nezer himself says an interesting teretz on his question. He says that an anav doesn't mean that you don't know who you are and what you're doing. And he brings a raya from Moshe. He knew he did nisim in Mitzrayim. He knew he was mekabel the Torah. And he even wrote in the Torah, like, kam navi ki Moshe. He wrote it on himself. Of the Torah see either. He was the anav hagadol mikol adam. As what is the anav? He says, Me'etzem bitulei Lashem, knowing all the madregas you reach, but you're nowhere near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way above and beyond all of us. As if you're standing next to someone as good as you are, but if you're standing next to someone who's more special than you, all of a sudden, in such an overwhelming way, you feel anava. You could even add that, and whatever he got was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Aizaloi. So it really was Siyata Dishmaya. As if a person doesn't do a chet, as Midas Anav is not to think, I do Chatayim. He knows he didn't do a chet. Midas Anav is not to be Miska'e Mishumze. And like the Mesilas Yesharim says, that what's the Indian of Gaiva? The Indian of Gaiva is you feel you should be treated a certain way. People should look at you a certain way because you're special. As people should treat you with kavod, with a different level. That's the midah of gaiva. As anava doesn't mean you don't know who you are. You know who you are, but you don't expect kavod for it. As getting in the middle and dancing to be meshabeach Hashem is not a stira to anava. What do they say? Ashrei. The Etzem Musig of Ashrei, in the first Pasuk in Tehillim, it starts off with Ashrei. It means Oysha Chaim. Bein Ba'olam Hazeh, Bein Ba'olam Hazeh. That's the Oysha Chaim. What's the Oysha Chaim? What are they singing? Misha Loi Chota. Misha Chota Yasa B'Tshuva. He's also Zeicha L'Oysha Chaim. because that's a big limud for us, and that's really what they're coming to be ma'ir. It's very interesting. You could say that there's chitzonius ma'ir as a pnim, the dancing to asher shalai chata, as that itself is ma'ir people to feel that hergish much, much deeper. As the Gemara says that they said Asu Yildusenu Shalai Bisha is a Gneinu. Rashi Mefarish that they didn't do Maisim Royim Bialdus, that's Mevayish when they get older. The art scroll brings a Sefer Oilos Ephraim. It means a little bit in the Inyak of Oilos Ephraim, says it much, much more and sharper. That Misha Rots Linyane Oilam Hazer is when he's young, life is full of life. He's chasing after money, he's chasing after adventure, he's chasing after fun. But as soon as he starts to get older, a machlish koicha, he doesn't have the same koiches, he's mispayish. He gets embarrassed. Aba misha oisig beruchni is because he feels inferior. He doesn't feel like that strong, powerful person anymore. He's getting old. It's embarrassing. He can't run after Nyani Olam Hazeh. But Misha Oisin Beruchni is the older he gets, as the better he gets, the more value he has. Mizeh HaAshrei. Ashrei, that his whole life he was Oisik in Torah and Mitzvahs. Because then, when he becomes a Zaken, he won't be embarrassed of his years. Shenge, nowadays we live in a world, it's amazing. What people do, especially on the lady side, they take Botox, and then another Botox, and then they do everything to look younger, and even the men want to look young, and they dye their hair. It's chas v'sholem, they should look old. It's like the biggest crime in the world. You're a loser if you're old. And it's such a chaval. It used to be that age, may say v'tokim, v'adalta p'nei zokim, is a hadris p'tokim. There's a mila, but where does it come from in the Gaiusha society? When you're older, you're down the hill, you're over the hill, they make fun of the age. As in the Gaiusha world, that's the way it is. But in the Yiddish world, it's very, very different. The older you get, when you're a Talmud Chacham, the more special, the more precious, the more valuable you become. As Chaval Chaval, people spend their lives running after in Yani Olam Hazeh. Forgetting about an Olam Haba, you're going to be left with nothing. But when you're going to get older, you're also going to be left with nothing. It's not going to help you. The aches and pains of old age and all the different things will sink in, and you won't have those things that you had when you were younger and you could do. Your body changes. When you learn Torah and do mitzvahs, it stays with you all the time. Very interesting and very strong point. Because what did they say? Asher misha loy chata, ba lechazik oisai, she yimshich bedarkoi. Misha chata, yachsa b'tshuva, loyra lachsa b'tshuva. Because number one, they were giving themselves chizik. They should continue not to be choyte. They should be choyza more b'tshuva. Va'oid, they were ma'ir everyone else. Be a tzadik, ashrei. As not only are they being Meshabeach Lashem, that's one to Ellis in what they're doing, it's Tishbachos, but also Ashrei, it's Kedai. Look at the Simcha we have. Look at the Aisha HaChayim we have. It was Machazik, everyone, to reach this Madrega. Gam, Rashi says, what Hillel says, Manikan HaKol Kan, was also trying to be Machazik, everyone, not to be Choyte. So over here is a makom to say the ritva that we've seen before, but now it's been kaimai, that what was the simcha? The simcha of Olam Haba, meaning after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where they went through the tshuva, they were choyze b'tshuva, they were mechazik, they reached the highest madrega. As Ashrei, they came to Sukkot with a feeling of Oisher HaChayim and the Elias Ruchnias that they have. That they were zeicha le'olam hava in kamayu v'chol ha'olam. And how much we have to learn with them to constantly remind ourselves and to be misameach with the olam hava that's waiting for us. To be mechazik us so much. V'oid, la'ar simcha v'ashro shechina. Because if Yeruchim is magish, is medayik, that you see that's the key point of the simcha from what they're saying, that it's not just tama simcha. The simcha is the simcha of sidkis, and what tzaddikim will be zeichet to. That simcha is beisa shoeva. Hil lomal imani kan akol kan. As we'll see in the Rishayim, two mahalchim in the Gemara. Rashi says, omani ala shchina. That he's talking b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani kan. He's saying, kilo, what Hashem would have said. And Taisus says, the member afterwards, of Tavo al Besi, Abba al Besechu, is Hashem talking. That's the deed to Rashi, that okay, Hashem's talking also. And what's the point of saying, ani, the shchinas kan, akol kan, zot Rashi, he's coming to teach everyone that look at the simcha, the kavaldika nifladika simcha, when there's ashrat shchina and klal yisrael, everyone's together being mesameach. Don't do chatayim and make that it shouldn't happen, because this is all here because of ashrat shchina. V'tzorach lizor sheyimshach the ashrat shchina. It's not a davar d'memeila. We have to keep up our eisek ha'Torah and mitzvahs. That's what he's coming to me, admire everyone. Look what's going on. This gevaldige simcha. You want it to stay. Make sure you don't chase Hashem away. The Karach Kemach says another pshat. Imani kan Israel on Hillel himself. The tzaddik is the merkava l'ashchina, and he's goyrim that there should be hashra shchina. It's like the Mesilas Yesharim says in Perik Chavav that tzaddikim is merkavtan shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're goyrim the hashra shchina on them and the world around them. That's why the tzaddik is doimet to a mikdash. He brings a lot of rayas from Gemaras. As a mani kan, a tzaddik is kan, who's the merkava l'shchina, hakol kan, the fizeh, hakol kan is not going on Klal Yisrael. Hakol is going on the shchina. As Hill is coming to show people the mile of tzaddikim, that they bring hashra shchina. The tzar of Bir, why did he call Hashem kol? I read there's many shemes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does he use the word kol? As the Ramban on the Pasuk Hashem Berich Es Avram Bakol says that Kol is one of the Shemes, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shoyrish of it is in the Gemara of Baba Basa that Hashem was Itima Avram Avinu Me'en Olam Haba. That's Kol. Dainu Olam Haba is Kol Ma Sheyesh Bo Olam Hazeh V'yoseh Mizeh. This is mind-boggling. All that knows it's possible in Olam Hazeh and even more. It's everything that there is that's possible, every hana. As lefi zeh, im ani kan, if a tzaddik is kan, he's goyrim kol kan, that everyone should feel kol tanugim bekol simcha sheba'olam. Mishra simcha zbeisha shoeva, leira simcha miyamav. As it's coming to be melamed on the gevaldige madrega of ashra shkina, how kedai it is to invest in being a tzaddik. Because you're going to bring HaKol, the Shechina, the Kanash, the Shechina, which is the Shairish of Kol HaTovis, Kol HaBracha Shemo'elam. Beautiful and powerful every word of the Yomar is in this Pshat, and understanding what a tzaddik does. Hillel Omal, next member, L'makom Shani, Oyev Shom Raglayim Olichas Aisi. As the Marsha learns, it's going on a tzaddik, that he's saying on himself, that l'makom shani oyev, a tzaddik loves the makom migdash, like the pasuk in Tilim, Hashem ahavti mein beisecha, u'mishum ze ragla melichen ha'isay sham. As he'll say, ah, l'makom shani oyev, this beis ha'migdash, makom kodesh, makom dveikis bashchina, mizman hazeh migdash ma'a, the beis ha'medrash, ah, Shom Ragla Melichen, I say, I love it so much, automatically, my feet are running to there. It's like some people, when they hear there's a great restaurant, there's a great concert, there's a beautiful chasana, their feet are just going. As by Hillel, it was to the Beis Medrash, the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem ona sheze yigram, that Hashem will come. If we're excited to come to the makom where Hashem is, that's goyim, that Hashem comes to us. We're excited to go in the base medrash and the base haknesses. That brings the Ashrei Shechina. Tzadik in Yisrael, Yos Yud Beis, wants to say differently than Rashi. It's actually going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Maimer HaKoidim. As Hashem is saying, L'makom shani oyev, shom ani hoylech. And what is that? As Pashas, it's mashma L'makom HaMikdash. But Tzadik wants to learn, Hashem loves people who love Him. As when Klal Yisrael is there, Ba'avas Hashem, as L'makom shani oyev, as that's Ma'ir, Hashem should want to come with them. The Seif HaMaimer is when Hashem, if you come to my bayis, as I'll come to the Beisecha, the Makom HaMikdash. Meduyik Hashron Shechina is Goyrim Ovoy Elecha Uberech Ticha. When Hashem comes to a place, it brings Malei Brachas, Malei Tevis, Hakol, Kol HaTevis, V'Kol HaBrachas. And that's in Tavol El Beisi and in Tavol El Beisecha. As Be'ez Hashem Bekarev in the Beis HaMikdash, and Be'ez Hashem even Bezman HaZeh, Ha'idei Avodas Hashem, Ha'idei Torah, Ha'idei coming to a Beis HaMidrash and a Beis HaKnesses, as that brings Bracha and Ashrei Shechina. Hill then continues that he saw someone of Goyles, and he says, Al Da'at Foyscha Atfucha. Because you drown someone, that's why you were killed through drowning. The Rambam in Pirsh Mishnayis Perik Beis Mishnah Vav, where this member of Hillel appears, says it's coming to be Malamed Mida Kineged Mida, that the Ra that is Eisel Acherim is Chazer Alecha, and the Medrash Shmuel makes a Gevaldig Adgash. Okay, you killed, you'll be killed. No, if you killed someone by drowning, you'll die by drowning. Every pain you give to someone else, exactly the same pain is going to come to you. The Diktuk in Eshkoches Hashem, in the Taisis Yonte, brings a Medrash that is I there Roitzrim that Ames Al Mitasam. He's maybe a powerful Medrash in Parshas Vischanan that actually asks the question. And it's Miyashiv La'asad Lavoi by Tchiyas HaMesim. Hashem's going to bring them back. V'yavoi, and everything they did will happen to them. Every Nazi that tortured and killed, every Arab that tortured and killed, exactly the same thing he did will come back and it's going to happen to him. Mida keneged mida. You can't go away. And not only Nazis, not only Ishmaelis, but when you torture people with your mouth, when you torture people with other things that you do, it's going to come back to you. And that's a big Yisairus, how careful we have to be. You can't get away with anything. It just looks like it. But in reality, you don't get away with anything. And the Rambam Grad is Maisiv, Misha Meitiv Li Adam, Megiya Lai Toiva. The Mida Kenegi Mida is not only in the bad we do, but the good we do. The more we're good to others, the more we will be zeicha to good to us. The Gemara then continues, and it brings Raga shel inish in an arvin bay. And the Mashah is medayik that this is only knowing by people that it's nigzar lehem the makam they die. These ma'as were interesting. Why is it taka nigzar in person where he'll die? It means makom mechubed or makom mevusa. Sometimes people die in a very mevusa dekaifen, and sometimes they die in a mechubed dekaifen. As it's a mevusa dekaifen, it's a chelik of the einishes. That's what it means. So it brings the story of Hanitrei Kushai. Rashi says they were yafa. The mashal grata is, why does it have to say they were yafa? That the yitzah, the malach amavis was sad. Shleim HaMelech saw him. He couldn't kill them. Shleim HaMelech wanted to protect them, so he sent them to the Eluz, then no one dies, it's the everyone speaks MS, and Memela, everyone lives. And then he saw the Malach HaMavis was happy, it's what happened. He said, the Mokum that was Nigzah was the Pesach of Luz, it's because you sent them there, that's why they died. As the Sichos Musa, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in Shnas Lamed Bey, Simon Lamed, he buys a Gevaldige Yisoid from here. He says, you see over here, ribu yishtadles is mazik. You know, sometimes people do ribu yishtadles, that's me'alu me'ifer, that's not the derech ha'olam. He says, that's not what Hashem wants from you. You have to believe in what Hashem wants and go with it. And you see over here, Shlomo HaMelech did ribu yishtadles, and it didn't work. Hakol biyad Hashem. And this is true when it comes to Shidduchim. Some people, when they get a no, they push and push and push. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you could wait and see, but other many examples in life when it comes to Parnasa, people do ribui v'ribui yishtadlus. That's not what Hashem wants. You have to go with bitachon. The regular yishtadlus we do, but ribui yishtadlus, you see over here, could sometimes be goyim even lehepach. And it says when they used to dance, they dance with Shmoina Avukai Shel Or. Aruch HaNer says this is Remez L'Shem Adnes V'Shem Havaya Miyachad. These are the Shemes, the Oiris in the Olam. It's being that the Simchas Beis Shoei was the Zman of Ashur Shechina, Shoyevim Ruach HaKodesh, as Mela, those are the Shtei Shemes of Hashem. It says, B'Zman Simchas Beis Shoei, where they were up the whole night Ad L'Tfilah. As the Tashbitz and Chelik Beisim and Kosavach Aleph is Mechiach, the Bezman Beisim Mikdash was Meskayim, they also daven. The Chiddush is, the Gemara in Brachas Chavav says, Tfilis was connected to Midim Tikna. As you could have learned, being that it was Tikim B'makam the carbon, Bezman Yav a carbon Mamish, you don't need Tfilah. We see in our Gemara, even when they brought the carbon Mamish, they also had a Tfilah. The Mashayas on the Gemara, there's an interesting diuk. By the Boiker, it says the Tamid was Kaidim, and in the Erev, it says Tfilas Mincha was Kaidim, and then the Tamid Shal Miner Bayim. Why? As he says, being that Tfilas B'makam Karbin, it also has a shame of Avodah. As there's a din, the Tamid Shal Boiker has to be the first thing. As a Mela, that was before the Tfilah. There's a din, the Tamid Shal Ben Abayim has to be the last Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, as Melo Mincha was Kodem. As the Gemara asks, you can't go 3 days without sleep. As the Gemara says that they will miss Namnim. Frank the Tashbitz and Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf, Ashena Shaila, that we learned in the Gemara in Sukkah Chavav that it's also to sleep Arai Mechutz L'Sukkah. As how could they be miss Namnim Al Kesev Chaveroi? As L'choir over here, you see that what's the reason why you're not allowed to sleep Arai? Because Teshuva came to Nuru. When a person goes to sleep, even a short sleep, he goes into his bed. But if it's such a short sleep, in such a temporary way, that even when he's in the house, he would sleep that way out of his house, then Teshuva came to Nuru. It's not Machai if you to do it. Because when you're going to sleep on a bed, you make sure you go to your house. When you menamne malkesev chaveroi, even if you have a house, you would do it outside your house anyway. That's not teshu came to. Then teshu came to do it. It's not machai if you to do it in the house. Well, someone who learned from me an interesting chiddush. Sometimes a person goes and he's traveling on a bus and he falls asleep. As there's a menish chai and other places in that hold, when you see a person sleeping out of the sukkah, you have to wake him up. Someone asks, when someone falls asleep on the bus, do you have to wake him up? As the police can want to bring a raya from here, that you see that that's kilu, a temporary sleep that people do out of their house. That's normal. As it's not teshu came to do ruin. This is a sleep you do out of your house. Yeah. Yeshdon, if you can buy from here, if someone falls asleep on a shear outside his sukkah, you have to wake them up. It's the derech of the olam that they fall asleep during shiurim outside their house and they don't care. Yesh lom, you have to be boidik in the paiskim. Avodas HaDavid, that someone said over, that's Sefer on Sukkah, wants to say a different mahalach. That over here they were oisig in the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShoeiva. As a oisig in the mitzvah, potem in the mitzvahs, they were potem in the sukkah. Then you don't have a raya from this Gemara. At the bottom of the Gemara brings that when David was kired the shittim for the Beis HaMikdash, as it was a lot of time and he wanted to be drowned the world, David was mistopic if you're allowed to be moichik Hashem Hashem to save the world. That what's the habamina? Pikuach nefashis is doicha kol ha'tayra kula v'adalisa mechikas Hashem too. As he says, because by chilul Hashem the din is yarig val yaver. As David had a suffix after the isa mechikas Hashem is doimed a chil Hashem. The Tashbetz in Chelik Aleph Simen Beis the Shoyal the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Kuf Chov Beis Amir Aleph says that it's muta limchak shem Hashem begroma. The dogma of a person tattooed on his body shem Hashem, he's allowed to be tovel in the mikvah. I is going to be goyrim mechikas shem Hashem. It's a groma. As Frag the Tashbis, so over here is a groma. What's a cholik from the Gemara and Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Beis? As the Avni Nezer and Yeridea Simen Shin Ayin says an interesting teretz. He says, when someone goes in the mikvah with a tattoo of Shem Hashem, it's not muchach, it's going to be yimchak. As therefore, it's called a grama. You're going in, maybe later on it'll take it off. But over here, the so much water coming out, for sure it's going to be nimchak. As putting a Shem Hashem in water where it's vadei going to be nimchak, that's called a maisa mechika. That's not called a grama. It's only a grama when it's a suffix. If it'll happen, then you could give it a shame grama. That's the Mahalich of the Avni Nezer.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.